Bran's bowels went to water as the Great Jun struggled to rise, sucking at the red stumps of fingers. But then, astonishingly, the huge man laughed.
"Your meat," he roared, "is bloody tough."
And somehow, after that, the Great Jun became Rub's right hand, his staunchest champion, loudly telling all and sundry that the boy lord was a Stark after all, and they'd damn well better bend their knees if they didn't fancy having them chewed off. Yet that very night, his brother came to Bran's bedchamber pale and shaken, after the fires had burned low in the great hall. "I thought he was going to kill me," Rob confessed. "Did you see the way he threw down Hal, like he was no bigger than Rickon? Gods, I was so scared. And the Great John's not the worst of them, only the loudest. Lord Roose never says a word, he only looks at me. And all I can think of is that room they have in the Dreadfort, where the Boltons hang the skins of their enemies." "That's just one of old Nan's stories," Bran said. A note of doubt crept into his voice. "Isn't it?"
"I don't know." He gave a weary shake of his head. "Lord Serwyn means to take his daughter south with us. To cook for him, he says. Theon is certain I'll find the girl in my bedroll one night. I wish... Oh, I wish Father was here."